What's up, guys and gals, fellow whiskey sippers? This is Whiskey Biz Podcast, where we do reviews on
whiskey
that are $30 and below, just in case, you know, we get someone new that just ends up popping.
I'm Chris.
And Rob's over there, the one that chimed in a little bit earlier, and I'm Devo. On our show, we do get slightly offensive and inappropriate at times.
So. I'm really glad you went to that. I thought you were going to say that we do reviews and then we talk about shit.
and it's whiskey and $30. And
yeah. Primarily bourbon.
Yes. I mean, we do all those things.
And we call ourselves Whiskey Biz Podcast with a K because whiskey comes in casks.
I'm always late on saying the...
Whiskey comes in cask.
Cask, guys. Cask.
Jesus.
I don't wake people up. Make sure they're ready to go.
Right? So... We have kind of, it's not a special, but it's kind of a special episode because
I would say so.
Someone from TikTok, I don't want to throw out names. I don't know.
Unless but they want to be their own.
Yeah. If you want to be known, let us know. You know who you are if you're listening.
Yeah.
So they sent us a bottle of Early Times Bottled in Bond.
Cool.
So this is one that I've heard a lot. Like when I hop on. So sometimes we'll go on lives and on TikTok and chat with people and they'll be like, oh, you know, a lot of people talk about best bottles under 30, under 20 and stuff like that. And this one gets brought up a lot. I don't think anyone thinks this is the best bottle they've ever had, but for the price point, a lot of people think it's really good. So I'm kind of excited to try it. I've been looking for it, but we can't find it. So that's why this individual hooked us up and sent us a bottle. So I'm really excited. Cool thing is, Chris, does anything seem weird about the bottle?
It's a screw top, if that's what you're talking about.
It's a liter.
Oh, shit. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. I had that next to a few other bottles on the table, and I'm like,
why
that
does it
looks
look so
weird.
Much bigger?
Yeah, so it is a liter bottle.
That's
but
what she said, by the way.
Chris brings up a good point. It is a screw top. Not my favorite thing. And honestly, the top was on there really good.
Yeah.
It was hard to open. So Early Times, Bottled in Bond, bourbon.
Mm-hmm. Old-style whiskey.
Yes. So
with,
did you notice...
Out an E.
Oh, damn it. Devo is going to test Chris. So usually bourbon's with an E.
I can read.
Whiskey. Yeah, but would you have thought... Like,
I already saw it. Okay. Yeah, I did. But I did notice it, and normally I wouldn't, but I just looked at it. Yeah.
So it is, Chris, you have the bottle in your hands.
What do you want me? Oh.
Yeah, go ahead and go through it. Let us know what you think.
It's a liter bottle. It's 100 proof, which is 50% alcohol by volume. Pretty cool little sticker label. Simple one, but it's got like a fancy font with some squiggly lines everywhere. But yeah, it's decent. I don't know what color that is. That's a dark amber, huh?
Yeah, it's
there's
a bit
less
darker.
Light in here than usual. Okay. But yeah, it doesn't, yeah,
it's Kentucky straight.
It is Kentucky straight, bottled in bond. So that's cool. It was established in 1860. It is their old style. So really excited to try this one. Anything on the back there, Chris?
Must be aged for at least 4 years.
Oh, interesting. That's pretty good aging for a, okay. We didn't talk about this. I'm not 100% sure of the price because we can't pick it up here in Southern California. But I'm pretty sure it's around $20.
Okay.
So it's definitely, I know it's definitely under a $30 price point. I don't know if they have a 750 milliliter bottle, though.
Okay.
It might just come in a liter.
Yeah.
So
another one that has something like that is Buffalo Trace. I think they have a liter bottle as well.
Weller does. Yeah. There are a lot that do. Or quite a few, like of the older brands have that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, does anybody want to pop the cork?
Sure.
Pop. So
oh, yours was a lot better than mine.
No comment.
You better at sucking your lips. So what's going on?
Oh,
I'm missing it.
Which lips?
I don't know.
It smells funky.
It smells funky? I thought it smelled pretty good. We kind of did an early sniff.
Thank you,
is
sir.
Is that enough?
Yeah, that's enough.
He can always get a refill.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. So, this is exciting. I'm really excited to try this one.
Yeah, it's a little different.
It is. I think we're gonna be hitting on a few of the other bottled in bond under $30 bottles soon. We have a lot of episodes we want to do soon, and we run out of days to do them.
Yeah, yeah, that we do. Sorry, I was taking a look at the legs on this one.
I thought you were talking about the scent.
Well, there's that too, but
it reminds me of another one. What is it like similarity wise on the scent?
The first thing I get is a pretty heavy ethanol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think a lot of the bottled in bond, unless you buy a $50, $60, $70 bottle of bottled in bond, a lot of them are pretty heavy on the ethanol because they're 100 proof. So that's going to give you that.
So scent wise, you know, for me, I'm getting some oak to it, and then also a little bit of anise on the nose, and there's just like a hint or like a hiding like sweet scent to it. I don't know if you guys are getting that though.
Yeah, I'm getting the anise. There is that sweetness. I really think it's caramel. I'm still sitting on the strongest part is the ethanol. Ethanol is probably, well, the anise is, I don't think the anise is that strong. I think it's more ethanol.
Really? I don't know. I get a really strong scent of the anise. At least that's what I'm carrying. Unless I think anise is the same smell as gasoline.
But that's ethanol.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, gotcha.
That's why
gotcha. I said sorry.
That.
Sorry.
Because ethanol is gasoline.
I apologize. I already said sorry, damn it.
I think it's a little bit of a combination between anise and a pepper flavor. What's up?
Nothing, just like a fly flew by me.
You're looking like that Charlie Brown character.
Right. Pepper as in like a black pepper, white pepper, or like a chili pepper?
Don't all of them come from some sort of chili pepper?
Do they? I don't know if they do. Does pepper really come from peppers?
I think. Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, where else does it come from? It's not like the salt of the earth.
Yeah,
ground. Yeah, it's like salt.
Salt.
Yeah.
They just put black stuff on it.
Yeah. So I think it's just like charred pepper.
Right.
So, I took my first sip and...
Oh, me too.
It's pretty damn good, dude.
It smells good.
Yeah, because you haven't...
I don't know if I like it. You like that?
I do.
I think it's too many flavors mixed into one, in my opinion.
Okay. I mean, there are quite a few flavors that are coming through as well, but I do like how much of a burn it has, and then also it's warm.
It is warm going down. I think it's really well balanced considering the price point.
Yeah. I mean,
it has a nice balance. I'm getting a lot more caramel coming through.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. That was a good one.
Goodness.
I'm going to say butterscotch because that happened last time.
You are going to be hitting butterscotch for a while.
Yep.
That's what Rob and I were doing with nutmeg for a bit.
Is that just white grandparents that do the butterscotch? Like they used to have like the butterscotch candies? See, or is that
candies?
Well, no. No, I mean gross. Like the hard candies.
Oh, yeah. Those two. I remember those.
Or did you your more diverse side have that too?
My mom's side didn't have much. My grandma always had a... not toffees. What the hell are they called? The little chewy things?
Yeah, they're
toffee. Werther's?
Yeah, it's a saltwater toffee.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, saltwater taffy.
Taffy.
My bad.
Toffee is like
toffee. Yeah.
It's yeah. Okay.
That's another one that you can get on whiskey too, though. It's a toffee flavor.
Getting. I get that.
You get toffee?
Yeah. I'm going to say toffee.
Ooh.
Toffee rather than butterscotch?
Yeah.
So you switch
and
your mind?
No caramel.
You,
it's you just
change
toffee.
Your mind?
Just
switch toffee. Your mind? What the hell?
To me, I feel like anytime caramel is usually more of a mellow sweetness. Toffee's a little stronger sweetness.
Okay. I get a really strong scent. That's why I'm curious about it. But I just don't know what it is. It's just a whole bunch of shit mixed together.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's usual. This is a little harder to pick out the flavors, but I don't think there's as much shit as you think. I think it's really simpler, and that's why it's getting
like
a little...
three things all at 33% or
well,
what?
Think about it. It's the mash bill comes from like the early times, or you know, one of their more original mash bills. So,
oh, is that why it's an early times bottle and bond?
At least that's what I thought. That's what we read, right?
Okay, so all right.
What episode am I on?
Yeah. All right.
Are you from the future?
I think so.
Okay.
But I'm not supposed to say anything. Otherwise, the government.
That's
will
a
come
really
back
cool thing,
me.
Like. The crazy Ooh. Thing about DeLoreans travel in time, but Saturns do all sorts of crazy shit. Like they break down on the side of the road. Oh, I mean, they travel through Galaxies.
This is giving me a headache.
Already?
Mm-hmm.
I think you're dehydrated. You just came from practice.
I chugged my whole water.
That doesn't mean that you're dehydrated. I know, but
I mean like... I've had like a liter of water every day. Like I've been trying to do that so I can lose some weight, you know, because I'm getting a little gordo.
1 liter or like a gallon? A
gallon.
Okay. Because that's a big difference. Mm-hmm. We have a liter of whiskey.
Yeah, isn't like a liter like 2 cups or 3 cups?
No, a liter is 33.8 ounces, I believe. Oh. Yeah, it is. Yeah, because a half liter is what all the bottles of water you have.
Off of the metric system, didn't
you? No, I'm just using deductive reasoning in a water bottle that's 16.9 ounces is a half of a liter. Mm. So if you multiply that by 2, you're at 33.8.
Gotcha.
Sorry to spit math at you guys.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Didn't I just... Wait, so a cup isn't a bottle of water?
No. A cup's 8 ounces. No,
yeah.
Okay. A pint's 16 ounces.
So a pint
is... A quart is 32 ounces.
A pint is a bottle of water.
A pint is not a bottle of water. Pint is 16 ounces.
Uh-huh.
A normal bottle of water is a half of a liter, which is 16.9.
Oh, okay.
A can of soda is 12 ounces.
Got it.
Sure. I think this is why your brain's hurting.
Because you're talking math?
No, just because you can't figure out like all the
measurements. Do you want me to get you a bottle of water, bro?
No, I'm good. This is giving me a headache.
Are you getting any other flavors, Rob?
I'm shook by this conversation.
Yeah, that went
a little
that
shook. No, I think to me it's warm. You get ethanol on the flavor still, on the palate. There's still some ethanol, but it's not too bad. It's not super oaky, but I get a little bit of oak left over in the finish.
Yeah, in the finish.
The sweetness, I'm getting caramel. Spice, I'm getting like anise and pepper. That's about it for me.
Yeah, and I'm on board with the caramel. Like, I think it is one that's in there, especially for the finish. It has a good like coating. I would like, as I know I've said that before on other whiskeys, but
you gonna be okay, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Go get a Gatorade. Get a
body armor.
Yeah,
body armor.
That might help. Get a little hydration
and some electrolytes back into your body.
Something.
So, did any of you guys do the swish?
Yeah, that's what I did.
Oh, and that's what gave you the headache? Yeah,
that's what gave me the rush. Fuck.
That proof, though, huh?
Yeah, I guess it is the proof. I don't know. It's just a lot of flavors. It was heat. When I tried to swallow, I couldn't even swallow. I'm allergic to this. There's something in this I'm allergic to.
Wow. Butterscotch.
Right?
Because you don't like butterscotch either.
I don't like
butterscotch. The swish.
It's still spicy.
Pronounced... black pepper.
Yeah.
Or pepper.
It's very spicy.
Definitely has the anise. I feel like it changed the perception. pH in my mouth. Swear to God. Like, I'm like salivy right now. Like, this is probably the most my tongue's tingled.
Yeah.
On a swish.
Sounds good.
No, that, my jaw gets sore.
Got it. Yeah.
You get it back in like the bottom back part of your jaw.
Okay.
If you know, you know. And if you don't know, you don't know.
He's talking about sucking dick, if you didn't know.
No.
I was going to say, would you give up cheese?
Oh, my God. Yeah, right. The cheese or blowjobs?
Yeah, they hurt my jaw.
Blowjobs. They hurt my mouth.
My jaw.
I think is it that way?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
The jaw. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, they hurt my jaw.
Yeah. Funny. So, Devo, did you get any other flavors?
Not too much, actually, but it does sit nice. It's I would say kind of like a medium finish, not super long in terms of the tingle, I guess. Like I did say that it coats. It does coat the mouth, but
the burn dies off. But I feel like the coat is what makes it a long finish.
Okay, that makes sense. I mean, we're
I think it doesn't burn for a long time, but you get a nice burn going down. But it's good.
It is good.
It's very enjoyable.
It's too bad we don't have more of these bottles.
It's too bad it's a twist top.
Too bad I don't like it.
You can give us your bottle if you ever find it. It's fine.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I feel like this one is kind of up there for me with like Old Tub.
I think this is better than Old Tub.
I think you're right. But I was just saying, like, if I were to compare, if our listeners have had Old Tub and they're wondering if there's something that's similar to it, and you can get a little bit more whiskey for the price, this one's a good one to go.
You know what we should do? We should hit this. We've already hit Old Tub. We should do Evan Williams Bottled and Bond, which if you've ever been on like a social media and you see Bib, B-I-B, if you weren't aware of that, that means Bottled and Bond. We should hit, so we should hit Evan Williams. Oh my God, why am I drawing a blank? Jim Beam Bonded.
Yes.
And I think there's one or two. Oh no, the Old Granddad, that Bottled and Bond.
Which you do have, is that?
I have it.
Is that in our price range for yeah, the podcast? Yeah,
that's I think $22. All of these are under $30. We should hit them all and then do a special where we do a comparison, blind taste, see what we think is the best.
That works. I like it. I like that idea.
I think we should do that. Maybe we have a few other bottles. We also have Rittenhouse Bottled and Bond.
Oh, right. But that is a rye.
Ah, shit. Never mind.
But to our listeners, if you guys want to hear that type of episode, you could hit us up on any of our social media platforms, which is on Instagram. It's at WhiskeyBizPodcast with a K. And then TikTok, WhiskeyBizPodcast.
Email,
which is whiskeybizpodcast@gmail.com.
Diva, you got a nice hat and hoodie on tonight.
Yeah, so I
looks did comfy.
It's very comfy and very warm. And after drinking this whiskey, I might have to take off the sweatshirt.
Right.
But we do have that on our website, which is whiskeybizpodcast.com.
Yes. And if you want to support us other ways, we have Venmo. That's Whiskey Biz. We have PayPal. That is WhiskeyBiz LLC, or our email, I think you can also search us by. And then we do have our Patreon page up. If you want to become a patron, if you want to become a producer because you're supporting us,
you can. Get like a shout out in our episodes or something?
Oh, for sure. We could do that. Actually, I took that from another podcast I listened to. Nice.
This episode is brought to you by
Jimmy John Doe.
Whiskey Biz?
What are you? Michael Hunt.
bend over.
Sorry, I can't.
Andrew sucks.
So we have a bunch of tiers. There's a $3, $5, $10 tier. That's just to support us if you're feeling generous and you want to do that. We also have an $18, $20, and $22 tier. $18 tier, you get a hat after 2 months of being on that. We also create special color schemes and special logos for our patrons. So you might get the same logo, but a color scheme you won't see on our website. Or you can pick another color scheme that's on our website if you just want one that we already have. At $20, you can get a hat or shirt. And you get one every 2 months after you sign up. And then 22. Wow, I hit a huge blank. You can get basically anything on our site with the exception of our rug.
Correct.
So if you guys want to support us that way, if you can help us out, we appreciate it. That's what keeps us going. Devo's family is not on board unless we're making money. So just help Devo out. Help Devo help you. I'm just kidding.
We already lost one of our buddies. We lost one of our buddies. We don't want to lose another.
Yeah. I was like, wait, what? I never said that, but all right.
We're going to get a GoFundMe going for Devo so he can stay on the podcast.
Yep.
Let, you know.
GoFundMe.
I'm just kidding. So also, if you guys don't feel like supporting us financially, if you guys can leave a comment, reach out to us, let us know what you guys want to hear. Leave us 5 stars on iTunes or Apple Podcasts.
Yes,
thank you. That helps us. If you have comments, you know, even if they're negative, give us 5 stars and then talk shit about us. I don't care. We appreciate it. Devo's stripping. Chris is distracted, and
I'm watching Devo change. Sorry, yeah, Ariana.
He's wearing those low rise jeans too.
What shirt is that? Is that from the first one?
Oh shit, we're wearing the same fucking shirt.
We are. But Devo's is so much smaller. Like his logo?
Well, he's a much smaller person. I mean, have you seen our videos?
I think it's a child's size.
So yeah, women's large.
Fuck you. That's too funny.
I'm the little guy.
Hey, just so you guys do know, on top of it, with our website. We do appreciate you guys that have purchased gear from us. You know, it's not anything too crazy or anything like that, but we do appreciate the fact that you guys are showing love and support. So could please help us out. Keep continuing to do so. And we'll go from there, man. We'll always put up crazy stuff, and you guys give us a lot of love on TikTok and our lives that we do, mostly just Rob. But hey, I love you guys, so thanks.
I got pretty trashed on my live last night, to be honest.
Yeah, I know you did.
It was fun, though.
Were you watching?
No, I wasn't watching. He hopped on after.
By the way, we're playing golf with someone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I say all sorts of crazy shit. So you should hop on our lives because you never know what I'll say.
Yeah.
I'm usually not too offensive. Except Chris took my fucking power cord. If you were on the live last night, or yeah, not last night, but this last week.
You took his charging cable.
You remember there's a charging cable over there?
Yeah.
It's not there anymore. So I'm blaming you.
What the I didn't take
the
it.
The cable's not there.
I didn't take it.
Well, I don't know who the fuck did. And
you're the last to touch it.
And my grandmother never had an iPhone. Her ghost can't take it.
Isn't it that it on the tub?
No, that came out from the garage.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe Lauren
Chris
took
it. No.
I didn't take it. I didn't need that shit.
Bullshit.
I have too many fucking
you
cords.
Cheap ass.
Oh, yeah, I'll buy you a new one. I'll buy you a longer one so I can actually use it next time.
So do we have any other flavors on,
sorry,
on
nope.
this one?
Sorry, rabbit holes.
It's BB's time.
BB?
Breaking Bourbon. BB's. Yeah, we can hit them up. So shout out to Breaking Bourbon. Thank you, guys. You yep. saved our asses a few times.
Do you guys want mine?
Oh, you mean?
Sure.
Because I don't want it.
Or just give me the glass. I'll just drink it out of your glass.
Okay.
Maybe your glass was tainted.
Maybe that's what it was.
So, anything else, Devo, before I go to Breaking Bourbon?
No.
Okay.
I'm good.
Classification, straight bourbon.
Nice.
Simple. Company, Early Times Distillery Co. Distilleries, Brown Foreman Distillery. I haven't actually heard of that distillery.
Is it a cousin of George Foreman?
Shit.
I'm going to guess not.
I was just throwing it out there.
Yeah, I don't think we should go down that route. Release date is ongoing. Proof is 100. Age, 4 years. Mash bill, 79% corn, 11% rye, 10% malted barley.
It's got rye in there.
My
okay.
math, well, it has to. Right. Usually there's three.
Right.
Three grains. Okay, I mean, it ahead. Doesn't have to.
You meant like go it on. Was double digits? Like you were yeah. surprised by that?
I could see it. It is a little spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Color is dark copper, which I think that kills every thought we had. It is a dark copper.
Yeah.
It looks just brown.
I would say it is.
Oh, here you go.
It's 20, like vanilla.
20. Here's our answer from our earlier question. $25, 1 liter bottles only.
Oh, wow.
750 milliliter not offered.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Boom. Fact. Roast. I'm not going to read all this. Wait. It was created by John Henry Jack
the
Beam,
third.
Son of David Beam, Jim Beam's brother.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
So,
and Old Tub is Jim Beam.
It's his nephew. Product, no? It's Jim Beam's nephew. Nice. Old Tub is.
You think this was made in the same like factory as them then?
No.
Okay.
He built his own distillery near Bardstown.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and his uncle probably started, you know, about 20 years before he did,
okay.
right? Because he's his uncle. Maybe not, though. I mean, I have nephews and nieces that are like 2 years younger than me, so.
Right.
Who knows?
I have an aunt. Wait. No, I don't. I have a cousin that's 2, 3. That still trusts me out. Younger than my daughter.
Yeah. It is crazy. So, on the nose. Oh, fuck. We screwed the pooch. Well, assuming these guys are right and we're wrong. Because we can always assume that we're right, especially because it doesn't come from Early Times. So,
right.
Because if it comes from Early Times, we can't fight it.
True.
Because they know what was put in there.
Right.
Comes from someone that's not from Early Times, we can fight that shit. I don't know. Okay, so subtle hints of honey and orange peel.
Not getting the orange peel.
Fade into a caramel backdrop.
Yes. Well, we got the caramel on the nose.
You said sweet. I said caramel.
Just so you guys know, caramel and orange mixed together is butterscotch. Just so you know.
Are you sure about that?
No, I was just trying to pass it.
While the nose is characteristically sweet and approachable. Okay, I do not agree with that. No, it's not sweet. It's very subtle sweet. Maybe they got a different batch than we did.
Could have.
It's quite light overall, requiring a swirl of the glass and hard pull to dissect even these most prominent scents. It is kind of hard to pick out scent in this.
I guess the orange and whatnot, but you guys called the caramel.
Yeah.
But that was by taste. That wasn't by scent.
No, I picked it up on the scent.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Because I was trying to get like the sweetness. Mm-hmm. I usually get what pops at me first. Mm-hmm. And then if it's sweetness that I pick up first, then I really try and search for the spice.
Okay.
So that I can kind of get that full scent. Okay. So, palate. Sweet caramel and candy corn.
That's what it was. Not butterscotch.
I love candy corn, by the way.
So that's why you like
it. A lot of people hate candy corn.
Yeah, I don't like candy corn.
I like candy corn. So.
Really?
It's definitely... Yeah. Devo, you and I are like old souls when it comes to sweets.
No. Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Do you like sugar daddies? Sugar babies?
Sugar babies?
Abba Zabbas?
Abba Zabbas were the shit.
Exactly. Have you had an Abba Zabba?
Those are not good to me.
Those are the shit.
That's funny.
Chica stick or chicka stick.
Chicka stick.
Or they used to call them chicken legs.
Yeah.
I love those too.
You guys probably like the cigarette things that were candy as well.
No.
The gum?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, dude, I have no fucking clue.
So, okay. So... Citrus and vanilla mingle in. I could see the vanilla. Citrus, I'm not getting a lot of citrus, but maybe... No,
and
I don't know.
Swished again, and I still wasn't getting much citrus.
Or
any citrus.
A light rice spice teases you as you swirl the bourbon around, coating the inside of your mouth. I could see that. Maybe that's why I was getting a little pepper. Maybe it's more rye, but it was hard to pick up on because it was light.
Right.
It's pleasant and arguably impossible to dislike, but doesn't quite have enough oomph to elevate the bourbon to greater heights.
I mean, it's bottled in bond. Like, if I don't know if I would want to put this or make this a higher proof either. So
no,
I think it's the
right proof.
There's, if they aged it a little bit longer, I don't know. I don't know if I would want to. Like they said, like you don't want to really change anything about it.
I think if you brought it up any higher. It's going to be, I think you have to, as you increase the proof, you have to increase the aging time to keep it from being too harsh. Like if you think about like rare breed, bullet barrel strength, you know, those there, even though it's the same mash bill as the cheaper versions, it's aged significantly longer.
Right.
So.
Although you didn't like the 10-year bullet.
I didn't. I drank probably half a bottle that night, though, so
I guess I didn't hate it. it was a little sweeter.
Yeah. Okay, so the finish. The spice picks up in the finish. Completely agree. It does mellow to a sweetness, though, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with that. Obviously, you and I had said that it has like a caramely finish to it.
Yeah, with a peppery rye pop. So that's where we get the peppery
pepper.
The rye, maybe there's not as much anise.
Mm-hmm.
I think the tingle's from the pepper and the proof.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where that's coming from, but I could be wrong. Followed by a developing sweetness. Oh shit, I just hit a fucking ad. And it was about pillows. followed by a developing sweetness comprised of vanilla and raw sugar.
Okay.
Interesting. The spicy sweet mix finds a nice balance, making for an enjoyable and long-lasting finish. So they consider it a long finish. The finish is the highlight of the sip, pulling what is otherwise a pleasant but average experience well into above-average territory. I agree. I don't disagree. I think the finish is what makes this better.
I like the finish because that means it's done.
For me, I do like the finish as well. And, I mean, I'm almost done. So.
Well, there's more in the bottle.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
I may pour again.
Yeah, I figured.
I don't know.
I like it. I think, you know, this was probably one of our best reviews, to be honest. Like, in terms of picking most of the notes. The only one we didn't get was vanilla and the citrus. Those kind of threw us off. I really want to try another sip and see if I taste any citrus.
Gotcha.
Citrus is kind of vague, though. I don't know. how other people feel about
it. Again, there was another one we just had that had citrus, and we knew it had citrus. We called it out.
Right.
It was just recent.
Well, and the only one that I can remember that I was able to pick it up was Bullet Bourbon, regular.
Oh, like is that what it was?
That maybe one it was
has citrus in it.
When we did our March Madness.
Yeah,
that could be. But so, we didn't. Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure.
It does have an orange label, so I wasn't sure if I was actually taking the context clues there.
I'm not really getting a citrus flavor much off of this sip, even though I'm trying to find it. But citrus is vague. I think orange is what's most common, because also you have lime, you have lemon, you have grapefruit. You know, there are different types of citrus. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're going to put lemon or lime in there. Orange is probably the only one that you would, because you get the nice balance of like sweetness, citrus. But still mm-hmm. some zing. Grapefruit, we aren't making IPAs here.
I could see like that might be something the next closest thing though, outside of
oranges. Yeah, because there's still a little sweetness.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I'm still not getting any citrus. I'm getting a lot more sweet.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because, I mean, we've talked about that Rob and I are both a little bit more into spice rather than sweet bourbon and right. whiskey in general.
But I think it's warm.
Yeah.
I think that's why we like it. Yeah. Yeah. It hits pretty much every note that I prefer in a bourbon.
Okay.
I really for like it being 25 is... What?
I was going to say, I really like your hat.
It's pretty sweet.
The color of it, the blue is perfect.
Yeah. Sorry. I like it.
No worries.
Because I was thinking if you put the red and the blue, that might actually sell. Sorry.
Do a white front.
Mm-hmm.
Or even a red, white, and blue up front.
If you do
it's kind of like my hoodie. My hoodie's badass. I like that. Did you see it? Check it out. I did a custom. We've been kind of like testing different wrong hoodie. That's too small.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We've been testing out like different logos and color schemes. And I did a red, white, and blue one on a...
military green,
yeah, or like olive, and it kind of came out cool. I kind of like it. It's not bad. It's definitely experimental, but
came out real clean.
I kind of like
Captain America S.
Yeah,
Nick would approve.
Nick approved.
Yep.
So
our ratings?
Yes, absolutely. Chris, you want to start
before we jump?
Sorry.
Like what the fuck? I was gonna ask. Like, would you pair? Would you pair it with the cigar? Would you?
Hell no. I don't even want to have this ever again.
Yeah, that's I don't know. I don't think it's spicy enough or sweet enough to put with a cigar.
Especially because it's not up front in your face on either of them.
Yeah, like, it's just not like there's nothing pronounced enough.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be bad with a cigar. It might not be bad.
Would you cocktail it?
I
mean,
I'd drink it. I might make a good old fashioned. It might.
I can agree with that, actually. Like, I'll actually agree with you on that instead of saying Manhattan or anything else or even saying my American Mule or anything like that. I think this one would be...
Whiskey Sour.
Whiskey Sour. Actually, you might be onto something. It might be good in a Whiskey Sour.
Could be good with Coke, to be honest.
Yes.
I think actually, it would be a little nicer.
Take a sip of that and then take a sip of...
Just, like, pour the soda down at the same time.
Oh, I thought you were really gonna do it. I was like, nice.
I don't know if I can.
I was gonna say just chase. Shit. Just do chase. It in there.
No, I was gonna do it.
No, you're gonna do it like you did when we were younger.
Devo, leave me alone. Yeah, I'm gonna go cold coke at first.
Just chase.
Jesus.
You guys said that.
Devo, I'm too slow. I'm too slow to chase.
Now I'm actually, you know, speaking up and you guys don't want me to speak up. Damn it.
How was it?
Amazing. No, I think it's too good to put with Coke straight, but it is kind of good with Coke.
Okay.
I tried to keep it at about
$25.
I was going to say price wise,
wouldn't be
it fits that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'd prefer this in an old fashioned or in a glass. Neat.
I do like it neat. I'd probably say yes to the old fashioned, or at least to try it, but I'll take your word for it that it is probably pretty damn good with a Coke.
It has like, you know how you get like
Bradshaw said something about that.
It's not as heavy in the ethanol, where like Jim Beam, Jack Daniel's very ethanol-y. So those are very kind of even a little harsh with Coke. right? They still have that, but this is sweet enough to kind of blend in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's almost like you're not even drinking anything.
Okay.
And it's 20%, it's 20 higher proof higher. Yeah. 10% higher. So, yes, old fashioned. Chris is dying over here. Are you dying? Are you okay?
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm just waiting to give my fucking rating.
Okay. Give your rating.
No, let's make him wait a little bit longer.
Yeah, no shit. You know, I shouldn't say that I just completely hate this. I can see where you guys are enjoying it, and I can see where other people can enjoy it. So it's not like, I think that like with America and I think it was Quarter Horse Rye. I think there was another rye that you guys made me try that I wasn't a big fan of. I can see where you can buy this, and then for the price of it, I think that it's pretty decent. So, you know, this is going to get a 3 for me just from the purposes of what I've heard you guys say, and you guys like whiskey, but not only that, I can see this being a value in a sense.
Gotcha.
Like how Old Tub was, I don't think that it was better than anything we've truly ever had, but I can see the value in Old Tub.
Mm-hmm,
that's
fair.
Where I see with
I think
this
you gave Old Tub a 3.5 though.
I think I did, but Old Tub was better than this. That's
okay.
Mm-hmm. That's when I wouldn't drink again, me personally.
I think this is better than Old Tub, but Devo's next, so Devo, go ahead.
Yeah, for me, I am gonna give this a solid 4. Like solid 4. This will make it to my shelf if we can find it. So
absolutely, if I were to see this again, I would buy it.
Wow.
For sure. There's no question.
Yeah. Yeah,
that wasn't me.
But yeah, for me, it's a 4. It hits everything that I really enjoy, and I would want to show this to someone that, you know, is like, hey, do you have any new whiskey or try anything different or do you have any suggestions? Like this is one that I would definitely suggest.
This is one that if you had on your shelf, someone would be like, when's that from? Like, when did you buy that shit?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like from 30 years ago because you can't, I guarantee you put this on your shelf. A lot of people, especially on the West Coast, never seen it.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen a lot of them being a newbie, but at least I've at least heard of Knob Creek or Bullet and stuff. And this one I've never, it sounds cool. Early Times, that sounds tight.
Yeah.
Yeah. It kind of, I don't know why I'm getting like a, kind of like a barbershop vibe from it. Like the label?
Agreed.
I don't know. It's weird.
I think it's because it's diagonal.
Like
it's
old school.
The, near us, we got Good Times Barbershop down the street.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, we do have Good Times. They do an okay job. You know, they charge more for your haircut if you get an appointment than if you're a walk-in?
Really?
Yeah, it's $5 more. But the funny thing is,
well, it's 'cause
it says that on the sign.
Uh-huh.
But they've always charged me the $5 more when I've been a walk-in.
Really?
Yeah, bastards. But I don't feel like arguing. It's just not worth my time for $5.
Isn't it crazy how much fucking haircuts are, though?
Yeah. But
that's not our topic.
But the Bourbon Barber, I don't know if you guys have checked him out on TikTok. He brings up a good point. You know, you can't, like, a good haircut. There's a big difference between, like, an average haircut and a good haircut. Like, someone that knows how to work hair and compared to someone that just cuts your hair.
Right. Well, I mean, today,
I'll be honest, I still just go to Supercuts.
So. Do you really?
Yeah.
I go to a barber normally. Well, I cut my own hair, and then recently I've been going to a barber, and I went to a barber before, like COVID and whatnot, but now I just shave my head. I went to Fantastic Sam's today because I didn't want to have to wait for a fucking appointment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was going to have to wait till like 4 o'clock, and I have practice at that time.
You just did one size, man.
I know, that's all I did today.
Why didn't you just come over here? I have clippers.
Well, then next time I will.
Yeah, do it.
I usually cut my own hair when I do one size, unless I do like a fade and whatnot.
I'll fade it for you. I fade my own.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I'm lazy, like during COVID when I couldn't
feel like
get a fucking
not
haircut.
Lazy though, like that takes a lot of effort to.
Or when I'm cheap, maybe that's
okay.
The thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was gonna make a comment about you getting your haircut at Fantastic Sam's, but
it's not Fantastic
that
Sam's. It's Supercuts.
Oh, Supercuts.
You should go to Fantastic Sam's though, because they at least wet your hair. Like they wash your hair.
Spit shine.
no extra charge because for
no extra charge.
Oh,
that's why I
maybe I'll switch over to
Fantastic
Sam's. Maybe I'll go over there. Who knows?
Yeah,
I feel like my haircut's not horrible.
I mean, you wear a hat.
I was gonna say that's why he wears hats a lot.
Yeah,
but I'm just kidding.
I'm just trying to rep the brand, bro.
That's why I
Whiskey
rep my hair.
whiskeybizpodcast.com.
Check out our website.
So, I'm going to give it 4 as well. I am going to go on a limb and say that I'd prefer this over Bullet. I'd prefer this over Old Tub. I would prefer this over, yeah.
I have to change mine.
Why?
2.5. Why? I'm never going to drink this again. A 3, I would have at least one more time. Like, if you guys made me try it.
But you were talking about value, bro.
Yeah, I know. But if I was just looking down at all of our other stuff over there, and I'm like, damn. No, whatever.
You gave, we'll keep it a 3. You gave Quarter Horse, I think, a 2. So this is only a half point better than Quarter Horse, right?
In my opinion.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I would put this at the same level as an Old Tub. No, I think you're right. It does, like, inch out ahead of Old Tub.
Yeah, I think it's got Old Tub. Yeah. We'll ask Victor when he comes by.
Oh, this will be his new
daily. Fuck that. He can go back to Old Tub. I just bought him a bottle so he wouldn't drink my other shit. Because he loves Old Tub. Sorry, Victor, if you're listening. You can drink whatever. I don't care. But, yeah. Just don't drink. Early Times is going to be a limited release tasting at my house.
Right.
Because it's going to be the only bottle I have.
Do you mind if I grab one of the ones off the cart?
Sure.
He minds.
You don't even have to ask.
Oh, he minds.
He minds.
What are you going to have?
He said, sure.
You're going to drink Bowman Brothers, aren't you?
I don't know. I looked at it.
Wait, hold on. Let me think of something you should taste.
If we're going Bottle and Bond for this episode, you should go either Evan Williams.
Have bottle. Heaven Hill.
Oh, that one.
That was one that I looked at before. Top. But that's way too high.
No, it's all good. Try it. I want to see what you think. Because it is higher proof. And I think, in all honesty, the ones that you've liked have been lower proof. So it'll be interesting to see. This is 100%. I really like Heaven Hill.
100% or 100
proof? Or 100 proof. It's 100% bourbon.
Right.
Yeah. I like it.
It's good.
Did you want another? Okay. Yeah, Heaven Hill's good. I think I picked that bottle up for $40.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. I think I'd buy that for $40 any day of the week.
Was that at Liquorama or was that at
Total Wine?
Total Wine? Okay.
Yeah, they don't have it very often.
That's right. I think you and I had talked about it.
Yeah. So, Chris, before we jump into our topic, I want to hear what you think.
Yeah. To be honest, I actually like drinking out of this more than I like.
Do you?
Yeah.
We can have it that way. I think it's just easier to pick up the scent out of a Glencairn.
Ooh, it's spicy.
On the nose?
It is spicy.
Yeah.
Yes, I just smelt it, Devo. I didn't drink it.
Gosh, our listeners don't know that.
Yeah, it's very spicy. Is that like anise that I'm straight up smelling, or is it rye? Is that a rye?
You know, actually, that one's one that I've just enjoyed. I haven't actually looked it up. I'm curious, though.
Yeah, that's a spice. All right, here we go.
Let's see what you think.
Uh-oh. And he's taking a sip. No shit.
Oh, yeah, that's fucking good. Right? Holy shit, that one's really good.
To me, like Heaven Hill.
It's smooth.
It's very smooth. It like hits, when you drink Heaven Hill, you think bourbon. Like that. To me, it hits every note of bourbon. Wow. There's nothing that's done great per se, mm-hmm. but it's just very good.
Yeah, you can taste the alcohol, but it's not like a zing. There's no pep. It's legit just smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Like it didn't burn.
Yeah.
It just was heavy on the nose, and I sipped it and it went right down and it was gone.
We have to have you try this on a clean palate, because once you've had like you didn't like Early Time. So in your mind, you're going from something shitty to something that's pretty good. So right now you might think, shit, that's like a 4.5 for me. Right.
Uh-huh.
But when you have it on a
fresh palate,
it may not taste like that.
Oh, so you think it's going to taste better or worse next time?
Maybe the next time we do a recording, we'll have you take a sip of it and see what you think.
First, yeah. No, I really like that.
It's a good one. If you guys are looking for like a $40, $50 bottle and you can find Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond, it's definitely one I recommend for your shelf.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I don't like it. And like you said, it might be different the next time I try it. But at least trying it this time, I can see where you can get like the four fingers that you guys would talk about, like in these type of glasses.
Mm-hmm.
I could see someone like being like Charles would kill this.
Oh yeah.
Oh, for sure.
In a second. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Chug-a-Lack Charles would definitely come out on that one.
You know, this is the first time that I've recommended something for Chris to try thinking that he'd like it, and he actually liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Piggyback was a huge disappointment.
My second sip was a little bit more spicier.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Isn't it weird how when you drink something or when you have a couple sips consecutively, sometimes the sip goes down differently and it hits you in a different way.
Well, and that's where we bring in, like, some whiskeys are consistent where it's the same
Right.
Like same hit every time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like,
I think it's just how it goes down. Because occasionally you have that one that's like super spicy and it's not even a spicy bourbon.
It hits a different part of your throat.
Yeah. Yeah. Like nice. Squirts up.
It hurts my jaw, bro.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely a 4 from me. I did like this quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I were to re-rate a lot of my bourbons, I'd probably move a lot of them down about a half point.
Well, let's do that.
Going back. Let's I know. I was thinking.
Let's get fucking trashed.
I was thinking we should go back.
Don't tell after me we, a good time.
Uh-huh. After we start to get to the end of like what we can find under $30, we should go back and redo the first 10 episodes.
Okay.
And see if it changes.
We can always do episodes where we re-rate again, though. Like we just try like 3 at a time.
Yeah, we could.
And then hit it that
way.
We're
going to get trashed, bro. Mm-hmm.
Well, it could also still be like a blind tasting too, because
okay,
yeah
we could compare, because if we compare the 3 and you pick a winner and one had a higher rating than
the other,
the one that got lost, picked,
yeah
I mean, you know, who knows. And Charles got a little, like, he went from being very friendly to very mean to bourbons.
Yeah,
he kind of got angry.
Well, it was also because he was starting to take into consideration how much it would cost him, because he would just drink through the bottle
right
within like one or two nights.
Still owes like 5 bottles to you guys, huh?
Right. But.
Love you, Charles.
Shall we hop to a topic?
Yee.
What was the topic?
Shit, I should have hopped into a topic last week.
Why?
Because it was Easter.
Oh.
Shit.
Damn. We should
have. I missed that. Well, we're hopping a week late.
I do have to say,
and I have bunny rabbits in my backyard.
And I was gonna say the Instagram post for last week.
Dude, I'm mad that you picked that photo.
Oh, well, Ariana said no to the other one.
I legit had so it check was, out our Instagram page. It's like these Easter bunnies that are like $3.
Yeah.
From Target, mm-hmm. And Lauren's like, these are the hottest thing. I'm like, whatever, I don't care. And so I set them up, the original one, and the one bunny rabbit's like literally
eating ass.
Yeah.
It's a bunny rabbit centipede type of thing.
Yeah. So it could get into the bottle. And yeah, he's getting eaten out. But she's
getting eaten out.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't see a dick on either of them. No, right? And then the one that we posted, it was hanging on the glass. Much more appropriate. But
straight up Ariana liking there.
Yeah, when she saw the first one, she was like, no.
Was why? Like, she don't even listen to us?
I know, but...
But what? You didn't talk to Rob or myself.
You know what I probably should have done?
You wanted to get your ding-a-ling you played with, so you were like, okay, babe, that's fine.
Yes. Yes.
Did it get played with?
Yes. Yeah. Cause...
Okay.
Well, oh, I was gonna say family members still listen to this.
They know which you one sex.
You're married, bro. Yes, be different if you're like, we aren't talking about your premarital affairs.
Let's
get
to the damn topic, guys.
I'd be having sex all the time.
So, topic. What if we talk about fictional characters? So let's talk about like our favorite fictional characters.
Baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about Devo and
so mind Ariana. You, mind you, Devo's about to like spit his shit out. So mind you, fictional can be either cartoon or like non-cartoon, right?
Okay.
But after we go through like talking about it, I think we should pick what cartoon or what fictional character each of us would be.
Okay.
That's my thought.
I'm down.
Like, Devo would be...
Well, you said at the end, bro.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Okay, so your favorite fictional character?
Yeah, go for it,
like,
Chris.
Who's going to be, like, our best friend? Like, who I would just spend a day with?
Are we putting top 3? Favorite. So it's just...
Favorite. Absolute pick one. Favorite.
God damn, my dang, favorite.
There's so many out
You're
there.
You're welcome.
Well, who the fuck would I even pick? I don't know. We're going to have a lot of dead space
in this. I'm surprised Devo didn't just automatically go to...
Baby Yoda?
No.
Disney Princess?
Shit, why am I drawing a blank? The Office.
No.
I would be annoyed fucking being with. I would probably hang with Jim Halpert. That would probably be my one.
Jim Halpert would be sick as hell.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That would probably be it.
Devo's the boss. Shit. Michael Scott.
Devo is the boss. Devo would want to be with Dwight.
Though. I'll take that.
You'd want to be with Dwight.
Wait, what?
You would want to hang out with Dwight for a day.
No.
Okay, yeah, Chris.
Maybe. Just to mess with him.
First fictional character that comes to your mind.
You know the first fictional character that pops to my mind is Otto. Otto Rocket.
Dude, that's sick. That's though. A good one. That's so that's cool.
That's
a good one.
That's who I thought of was like the
interesting.
First
thing. That is you know so what's funny? Cool. I haven't been able to think of one. Like really? Nothing's popped into my mind.
Yeah, I thought of Otto Rocket. That was probably one of my favorite ones growing up. The dude from TJ, I think, from Recess, the main guy with the red head backwards. Mm-hmm.
It is
he
TJ.
Was the other one.
Okay. What about Skeeter?
Yeah, Skeeter Ooh. Is definitely the other one that I like because I'm a big fan of Doug. But then if I was thinking like movies, like sports-wise, like a character that I would love to be with would be, remember the Titans? It's Coach Boone from them, who's Denzel Washington. Mm-hmm. Washington. Mm-hmm. I would love to be able to like...
Was it Coach Boone?
It was Coach yeah. Boone.
Oh, and then they made a comment
Coach.
With a C.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the saying? C wasn't in Coach.
No.
Yeah. So that's four?
Oh, I was just naming shit off right there. Right. Sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. These are conversations,
no,
Devo.
Well, no, I'm still trying to figure out my shit.
Like, okay, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this so that way you can kind of make it a little bit easier. What Disney princess would you want to marry?
What Disney princess would I want to marry?
Jasmine. She's Jasmine? Crazy in the sack.
Holy shit.
Because I could show her the world?
Uh-huh.
Is Jasmine someone... Wait, who are you talking about, Devo? So which princess?
To be honest, I'd probably go Anna from Frozen.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So you want someone that looks older than they are? Because their hair's white.
Because you want to... No, that's Elsa. Oh. Anna's the redhead.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, Devo is in redhead. Sorry, I haven't seen that shit. I'm surprised you didn't pick Brave. Chick from Brave. She's kind of like... She could be your buddy. Like your hunting friend?
No.
Have you ever shot a gun?
I have.
Okay.
Not your gun, like a real gun.
Yeah, I have. Okay. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. I haven't gotten...
Sorry, that just... Like, I was just thinking hunting or...
Yeah.
Have you shot a bow?
Who?
I have.
I want I a have bow. Too. I have. I want a bow. Time. I want to buy one.
My best friend out in New York had an archery in his backyard. It was sick.
We should have team building and go throw axes.
Oh my God, okay. Who would you marry?
Mary. I already said. Jasmine.
Oh, yeah, Jasmine. Yeah. Yeah, I probably would. Jasmine's definitely one of the ones.
She's exotic, bro.
The other one, well, because she's just, that would like fit my cup of tea there.
Yes.
I would do Cinderella.
Why?
You know why.
Why?
Because she could cook, she could clean.
What about Snow White?
That's another one, yeah.
She won't talk back until you kiss her.
I know, right?
I thought it was Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, shit, yeah.
That was it.
Sleeping Beauty.
So that would be...
My bad.
Aurora.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. I'm not good on Disney.
No?
I'm not like... I haven't seen as many movies as a lot of people.
And to go back to why I probably picked Anna is because of Kristen Bell.
Oh, okay. So you weren't necessarily picking her for the character, you were picking
her
for the
person. No, I was picking her for the character, but the voice, you know, helped it out, definitely. Mm-hmm. But I would probably go Flynn Rider, though, if we're sticking with Disney. For
the fuck's Flynn Rider?
No. Like,
Tangled's boyfriend.
Oh.
Yeah, like, as in, like, who would be my, like,
oh,
best
Oh, I thought
pal.
That's who we wanted to marry.
Huh? Yeah, Disney male Disney.
Sorry. Oh, mine's for sure Aladdin. That fool's dope as hell.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
I think about the new movies, sick, bro.
Oh, the live action one?
Yeah.
I thought that was a really good
one. That was a really good one, actually.
Hanging out with would be Chucky from Rugrats.
Okay.
Oh, I was thinking Chucky like a death
the
doll.
No. Yeah. Chucky
he
from
might
Rugrats?
Be cool, though.
You would wanna...
he's an asshole, but he's funny, and I don't think he, like... We'd hit it off. Uh-huh. He wouldn't try and kill me.
Uh-huh.
And then he'd like, you know, go after people in my past that I'm not a big fan of. And he'd like, he wouldn't kill him though because he likes me.
Mm-hmm.
He'd just fuck with him really yeah. bad.
Okay.
I think that like Chucky would be a cool friend to have.
Okay. So speaking of like Chucky and them, what horror film would you survive? Like what person would you survive most against?
I think all of them are survivable. You just don't run into the fucking garage
right.
with chainsaws.
Right. Well, that's That's Texas Chainsaw.
Well, no, it's the commercial from like Progressive or whatever, State Farm, whatever it is. Geico.
I mean, I vaguely remember Texas Chainsaw. They ran into the garage of his.
Oh, okay.
But,
I mean, who?
Okay, well, Michael Myers walks.
Yes, he walks.
Jason walks.
Now they're sneaky though.
Like you're saying, like they don't run.
Here's the thing, they don't. Yeah. Those guys can't die. Like legit, like can't die.
Yeah,
so
they have like 15 movies.
Yeah, no shit.
Dude, like just get a non-wooden door and you're fine.
Get some bolts.
You can't throw a knife through a fucking metal door. Like it come on.
You know what one I think that I would survive is Scream.
Well, that's because you surround yourself with a lot of women.
I only think of like being able to survive Scream because of Scary Movie. Three or kill, was it one?
What? No, it was that one. They don't kill virgins? Are you a virgin? Is that why?
I was at the time that I came out.
But no, I'm just saying like in general, like I think that that's not, I mean, a gun to the head is pretty
Devo's
easy.
Chandler.
From Friends?
Yeah. He's Chandler.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's funny.
I don't know how that happened. I was just thinking of like different shows. He's completely Chandler.
So does that make you Ross?
No. You're Ross.
I am Ross?
I don't know.
How are you Joey then?
That's true. I'm like, but I say shit that sometimes makes me sound less intelligent than I am.
Yes, but I am less intelligent.
So you're Joey?
I'm Joey.
I mean, I really like the fact that I'm Chandler. You know, Chandler, because that means that I am smarter.
And Bing.
Bing?
Bing.
But you married Courtney Cox, so that's not
that's a bonus. Goddamn.
Yeah, she was your favorite.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for saying us. Bone us, bonus, instead of boner. I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that. But if my favorite fictional character, I'm struggling here. I'm really struggling. I'm trying to think like favorite cartoons growing up. I didn't have one necessarily. Oh,
mine was
you know who it
Power
is?
Too, but I didn't want to copy you.
Fucking funniest fictional character of all time is Gilligan.
Okay.
I loved that fucking show.
I didn't really watch it.
My mom used to always, she'd be like, she'd hear me up in my room because it was a true story, and she'd be downstairs. I'd be upstairs at like 9 o'clock because my bedtime was 9:30. I'd watch TV on my like 19-inch TV that was in one of those stands up in the corner.
Right.
And I'd be watching Gilligan's Island, and my mom would just hear me like laughing so loud, and it was always that show. I don't know why, but that is, I just think that fucker was funny.
Okay, so on top of fictional characters or fictional beings in a sense, what's your starting Pokemon you go with?
It's not Pikachu.
No,
it squeaks too much.
I was going to go Squirtle.
Charmander, Bulbasaur, and Squirtle.
Squirtle's a little awkward because there's a little more history to Squirtle.
Yeah.
Within our friend group. Yeah.
Yeah. If you guys want to know the backstory, DM us. We'll give you backstory.
True.
But we're not going to say it out loud.
Charmander is mine. That's for
Charmander?
Sure.
Charmander? Okay. I think who do I want to go with? Mewtwo, because he just fucks with people mentally.
I said starter, fucker.
Oh, starter?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have the
Mew.
Three.
Starter.
Which game are we talking about? There are
Pokemon.
A lot of games here.
Pokemon.
It could be Pokemon. It could be the first generation.
Oh, so I guess I have to pick
Pikachu, Charmander, Squirtle, and Bulbasaur.
Well, I guess I'm going Bulbasaur because, you know, I'm trying to be better for the environment.
Shit. All-time favorite Pokemon? That's a good one. If you want Mewtwo. My all-time favorite one was Scyther.
That was the one
you guys
that looked
didn't
like
get the cheat codes. I'm just kidding.
That one looked like a praying mantis, right?
Yes. Okay. And it had like blades.
Blades, yeah. He was cool. Yeah,
he was tight.
Electabuzz was my go-to in my decks.
Oh, okay.
Because he didn't have to, like, he was one of the strongest first level Pokemon.
And didn't need, like, the little thing that's tight.
Blastoise
is yours?
He took too long to grow into what he was, and it's losing. Squirtle's dead before you can.
It's better than Snorlax or whatever it is.
Snorlax. I know, that's crazy when you, like, think about that type of stuff. If you think about, like, other, like, fictional, like people,
you know, I watch a lot of sports movies and stuff like that. I think it's cool to be able to watch those. And then, like, I always think, like, oh, could I survive? Could I win with that team? What would I do different? Excuse me. And one of my, this goes to movies now, but one of my all-time favorite movies to watch is Miracle. And did you know in Miracle that they hired people?
It's not fictional, though.
I know. But, okay. Did you know that in Miracle they hired hockey players and then taught them how to act and didn't hire actors that teach them how to play hockey?
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah. That's one of the only movies that I know of.
Shout out to Disney.
Yeah, Disney, yeah.
Well, actually, if you want to go that route, did you see Act of Valor?
I did not.
Oh, Act of Valor is about a SEAL team.
Okay.
And they use Navy SEALs, ex-Navy SEALs, instead of actors.
SEAL Team 6, right?
No, I don't think it was necessarily SEAL Team 6.
Oh, that was Zero Dark 30.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just ex-SEAL team members, and it was kind of cool, like, these guys are so, like, they did, like, interviews afterward talking about, like, crazy stories or situations mm-hmm. they were in. And these dudes are talking about, like, dragging a dude without legs. Like, it was just grabbing a bag of groceries from a store. Like,
right.
That's how, like, honestly emotionless they had to be, and mm-hmm. they were. They just thought, okay, what's our best move going forward? And they did it. And it's mm-hmm. just like, wow, that is just crazy that they are completely... They basically dehumanize the whole situation.
Right.
Right. And it's kind of what they have to do. But yeah, that's another one. They used actual people.
People instead of mm-hmm. actors. All right. So what Marvel movie would you be in? You don't get to be the character, but you're in their movie.
Ooh, that is a good one. Shoot, Ragnarok, bro.
And Thor?
Mm-hmm.
You really like that one?
Yeah, that one was... Oh, but
that was a
Guardians
good one.
Of the Galaxy too, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
shoot.
Second one, not the first one?
I liked both Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
Like,
so which movie?
No, the first one was definitely better for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
What line is Deadpool?
He's
X-Men. Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's technically X-Men.
Okay.
Like, so, he's his own entity in a sense, but he's Marvel.
Yeah.
And we're doing Marvel.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a Deadpool.
Shoot.
Did I just ruin your day?
I'm still going to go Ragnarok.
Yeah. So Thor movie? And yours is Deadpool?
He's funny as shit.
Which movie would you rather
be in? Or Iron Man, because he's kind of like a smart asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's just, I love that. Like, I love people that are just like sarcastic as shit. And both of those like fit that bill. Just Deadpool was inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And Iron Man's like PG, right? I don't know if it's PG-13, well, but it's...
Tony Stark definitely shoots it straight sometimes, though.
Did you know that most of those Marvel movies are not PG-13? They're actually R.
No.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. If you look on Disney Plus, they like do it. Like, I just watched Thor Ragnarok. That's R.
Really?
And so was... I don't think it was Ant-Man.
Because of blood?
I don't know. I think it was. I think it was like the...
Violence.
Violence, yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, in language, there's a little bit of foul language. Not like, fuck you or anything like that, but like, shut up, ass.
And hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but that's just society going, like, I don't mean to sound negative, but society's gone kind of soft.
Yes.
Like, you can't.
It's the participation era.
Yeah, and I hate that too, but that's a whole other story. I mean, the fact that you're being taught that everyone wins, and then you go into, like, even if you go into a workplace, right? Like, the best person doesn't always win. Not everyone keeps their job just because they suck. Hopefully no one...
Popularity contest.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like that. It's not how it is.
Agreed.
It's,
or it shouldn't be.
Well, no, it isn't, unless you work for the government. I didn't say that out loud.
I wasn't trying to go down that route, but...
Well, I did, so...
Okay, I got you on the next one.
Wait, hold up.
Okay.
Fuck, I had something I was going to say, and the whiskey told me I forgot.
Okay. You're stuck in a room, or you're kidnapped. You need someone to save you. Who are you going with?
Oh, need someone to save me. I want to say MacGyver.
What about Bluegiver from Losers? I'm just kidding. No. Have you not seen that movie?
No. Losers was tight.
Losers is a great movie.
It's been a while.
That's the one where the...
Is that with T.I.?
No, it's with Zoe Saldana's in it.
There's the black guy, was he the same one that was in Stomp the Yard? Or no, I'm thinking of someone different. But the black guy goes, he goes, "I'm MacGyver," and they're like, "What?" And he goes, "Yeah, I'm the Black MacGyver." Yeah. That line is the only line that I remember fully.
Are you going with Diva?
Well, Prison Break. I can't think of his
Michael. I was gonna say Scott.
Michael.
That was a good one. Show.
That was a great show. The last season sucked.
Yeah.
The first one and the second one were legit, though. They were.
Yeah.
Okay, so who's saving you?
I'm taking the main guy from...
Surprised you didn't say Jesus.
Prison Break.
By the way...
That's not a fictional character.
By the way, the movie that I would probably be in is definitely Iron Man. It'd be Iron Man 3. Would be the one that
Iron Man 3?
Mm-hmm.
When Potts ends up
leaving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I would love to be like part of it, or his guru, his top guy. And then when he has like everybody, like all the different machines basically mm-hmm. fight for him, like that's just a sick ass scene when on the carrier boat saving the president. Like that was just so tight.
Just goes to show how intelligent he is too, though.
Oh, shit.
God dang.
To save you though, Rob, who's saving you?
Any character that, why can I not think of his name? Fuck.
Liam Neeson? Who's the guy
that, no.
From Taken?
He would be a good one. Who's the guy that plays, who's the guy in 300? Jesus, that's a movie that made him, Gerard Butler.
Yeah,
Gerard Butler. Any movie Gerard Butler is in, I am saved. Gerard Butler was not Gladiator.
That was Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Gerard Butler is in 300.
He was Olympus, also in...
Olympus is...
Has Fallen?
Has Fallen. The Angel Has Fallen.
I'm thinking of a girly movie right now.
The Love, Bounty Hunter.
That one, and then Love Stinks, or no, it's Love Is Blind.
Yeah, Gerard Butler would save me. Actually,
in those movies too. What,
are you not gonna go Mark Wahlberg?
Wonder Woman. I want a woman to save me.
Yeah, I was gonna say that Black Widow is definitely mine. Holy crap, I'd be so excited.
Are you excited for? Yes. Is it a show or
no,
is it
a movie? It's a movie in July.
Mm-hmm.
July 11th, it comes out. So do I.
The only, because I was thinking of other characters and now I can't remember it. Thanks to the whiskey.
Charles is.
I still have him as Groot in
Peter Griffin.
I'm just kidding. I still have him as
sorry,
Groot.
Charles.
I have Charles as Groot in my phone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because he calls me Star-Lord.
Really?
Yeah, because he calls me Star-Lord.
You're fucking Rocket, bro.
Hey, that's
one of my favorite characters is Rocket.
Oh, he did so great. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Devo's Stewie. He's small and like he doesn't care. Why? Because his pink's always out?
I was going to say because he's intelligent.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that, guys. Uh-huh.
But then you also smell yourself and scratch yourself.
You're the one who's talking about how you smell.
Oh, I did. I stunk.
Yeah.
Or I stink.
Yeah. Okay. Let me think. What's another non-cartoon fictional character? Favorite. Or not based on a cartoon or comic.
Okay. That's another good question. It's kind of hard to... like pick one out really.
I know what mine is.
Okay.
Don't laugh at me or anything like that, but you know The Proposal?
Okay.
The one with Sandra Bullock?
Yeah.
She's so sexy to me. I love her, by the way, but I like the dude. It's Deadpool. Whatever the fuck is Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds, yeah.
But I like his character in that one. Mad loaded, like mad rich. His family legit runs a whole entire city in Alaska. But doesn't tell his boss that, and then just that whole thing was tight.
Main character from Mad Max.
Okay.
The one that, what's his name?
I don't know, I never watched
it. The remake. Oh, he's the British dude that also played the lead character. Actually, that would work too. Lead character in Taboo.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw that.
Nope.
It's another good show.
Another one would be Will Smith in I Am Legend. Ugh.
I was thinking about him too. And it was between him and...
I could see you talking to a mannequin.
Mm-hmm. Him and Heath Ledger from
The Joker.
Dark Knight. Yep.
Yeah.
Although he was really good in
Brokeback Mountain. Yeah.
No.
what?
No, Knight's Tale.
Oh yeah, he was.
He was good in that one.
Hey, you just said tail, and this made me think of it. Did you guys ever watch Shark Tale?
Yes, with
Dude.
Is it Eddie Murphy?
No, it's Will Smith, bro.
Will Smith, my bad.
That was one of my favorite movies.
What was that one where I think it was it? No, it was Chris Rock, where he played the like germ.
Oh, Osmosis.
Osmosis, yeah.
Osmosis Jones.
Yep. Yep.
I thought you were going Eddie Murphy on Madagascar. Chris Rock on Madagascar.
Oh, yeah. Because Chris Rock did play the dude in Osmosis Jones, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he did.
That dude's funny as shit.
Isn't it weird to think about it that like we don't hear much from Chris Rock anymore? You don't hear much from like those type of people.
Eddie Murphy. Chris Rock, no. Eddie Murphy, no. But Dave Chappelle came back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he like year, 2 years ago? Like a life-changing moment.
You know what else is funny is Chris Rock has a brother named Tony and they look identical.
Really?
Really?
I saw Tony.
Maybe he did some of the jokes.
Yeah, I did Tony Rock. I saw him live and it was really, really good.
Oh, really?
Mm. He actually outed me in front of my mom about having sex.
Oh, that's funny.
We were sitting up in the front and he was like looking at everybody and then he looked at me and he was like, oh, damn, you look like you've been with a black chick. And then I started laughing and then I'm like, nah. And then my mom was like, my ex in high school. And she was like, no, his girlfriend's actually half. And he was like, oh, mad, you know. And then he's like, so he dapped me up and he was like, y'all be doing it, don't you? And then I didn't say shit again. And then he was like, oh, yeah, you do. If you've been with a black chick, then you damn know well what you be doing. And so I was just laughing. I'm all red. And my mom's like, just laughing. He was like, hey, can we get a shot with this guy? Can I get a shot for him? And they're like, yeah, whatever. So they poured it and everything. And he was legit going to give it to me. And then my mom was like, hell no. You just told me that my son's be having sex in my house. I need the shot. So they cheers and had a shot together. I was like, that's hot. But yeah, that's funny. That was a really cool episode. That was like really legit.
Well, since you brought up comedians, mm-hmm. who's your guys' favorite comedian?
Right now it's Kevin Hart for whatever reason. Still? I just love him. Yeah.
Because that was like 2 years ago that you and I had talked about favorite comedians and Kevin Hart was...
Still is. Don't know why.
He's funny. I'm surprised he's not Devo's because I think they're like similar stature.
Similar stature, but...
Different skin tone.
And different pockets.
Yes. But
Kevin Hart stays in right?
He stays in his lane.
I don't know if Devo has any
Fabletics. I stay in my lane, and he has a different lane because his debit is separate from his savings.
Yeah,
I can't actually answer that. I don't really have like a favorite.
So I have two. One's Chad Daniels, which I don't think he tours anymore.
No clue who that is.
Also, John Mulaney.
Is he related to Jack Daniels?
No.
Oh.
No. But yeah, Chad Daniels, check him out.
What about so who's your favorite comedian actor then? Like our comedy actor, not comedian actor.
Comedy actor? Ooh.
Ryan Reynolds.
Deadpool.
Yeah, that was funny as shit. That
both
movie
were pretty awesome. Adam Sandler. I can't get over Adam Sandler.
His recent movies, though, I don't know if you've seen
them. Dude, he's old. He's getting paid from Netflix. Fat ass checks.
I agree, but it's not the same.
Although, did you guys watch
Grown Ups, though. Grown Ups 1 and 2.
One of the top movies I've ever seen.
Those are great, but it's also the whole cast. Like, the whole cast is funny. It's not just Adam Sandler.
True.
Adam Sandler also includes all of his friends in all of his movies, and I think that's one of the coolest things.
It is cool.
And then his wife is a cameo or is a main part in that.
Well, and you know that his wife was a fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so crazy. He married a fan.
Yeah.
I mean, hasn't that occurred with a lot of...
Yeah, right. But he's like, also been happily married for, 30 plus years, I'm pretty sure.
And he still goes out and plays pickup basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, guy has a great bank shot.
Yeah, but he... That's a good one. I think that is definitely one that I do enjoy. All of his movies. I mean,
Have you seen all the ones in... Oh, yeah, The Wrong Missy.
Well, that was David Spade, but that was Adam Sandler's like team that wrote
it.
That Wrong Missy is one of the funniest fucking videos
I've seen. Why does it apply to you?
I mean, kind of, but I saw it. I must have seen it like 8 times.
Does it apply to Charles?
Oh, that's funny. Did your sister listen to this?
Oh, okay. No. Not my sister.
How
either.
The hell? God, we have family members that don't even listen to our freaking shows. Come on. Jeez.
Well, yeah. That's fine.
She has fine. No excuse.
Devo probably likes, prefers that.
Yeah.
My parents know how I am, so it's okay.
Uh-huh. And I don't necessarily want my parents listening.
I want your parents to listen. But God, you still hang out with that Chris guy?
My dad would be rolling, but
your mom would not have the same action.
She'd be like, "Oh my God, we need to do something. We need to look into this.
Let's pray about it.
I think we need to call a priest.
I don't think
exorcism.
It's not a priest. It's a pastor.
Well, I'm just saying. No, I've never priest. Heard of a pastor bring out a demon.
Yeah, we want a priest to touch you in your inappropriate spots.
What's that? Anyways. Have you witnessed like a paralyzed person standing up too in your, because that's also, what is that called?
I've witnessed
bullshit?
An exorcism, but.
Why?
Why? It just kind of happened.
I would have fucking ran. What the hell? I wouldn't have been there.
I was intrigued. You know me. I enjoyed the.
Dude, I was like, this dude's fucked up. Let's see what's wrong with him.
Yeah.
He's like, I got it. It's a documentary.
Which we could.
Live. It's a live documentary.
We could talk remember, about this. We could talk
he
about
was
this
a virgin at the time.
Yes. But we could talk about this on a different one, on a different episode, because that story still kind of haunts me, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That you're a virgin when it happened, or that you. Which part? Were you over 18?
I was not.
Oh my God. I don't think they were supposed to have you there.
No. It was.
Well, it was at church camp.
Essentially.
Oh shit. Yeah. I remember the story now.
It was youth retreat. Yeah. And, like, that's why when, Rob and I were starting to do just where we would watch scary movies. And I was like, dude, I can't handle possession. And he's like, why? And then I told him the story. He was like, okay, I can understand that. So we're going to watch Annabelle. I'm like, oh, okay. Thanks.
Dave, do you remember? I know we're kind of dragging on this topic or any topic, but
we still aren't at an hour and a half.
Yeah. Do you guys remember the talks that we used to have when we all lived here on that couch?
Dude, we had a lot of talks. We had the most talks between like 12 and 4 a.m.
Oh, yeah. And you guys would just talk, especially when you start talking about religious, because I just stay out of it. I don't really mention my two cents, but you guys both did. That's like crazy to me that we legit would just sit there and then talk and talk and talk.
Well, what were we drinking? Because we were drinking something at that point.
It was probably beer back then. Yeah, it was probably Coors.
Coors.
We drank a lot of Coors.
Yeah. And then Jungle Juice.
Yeah, I don't know if we... But that was after parties, and we didn't... Usually, I was passed the fuck out after a party. I wasn't chatting. But, yeah, we did talk a good amount about religion. I'd love to bring it up on our podcast, and if enough people push for it, we'll talk about it, but I'm not going to because I'm opinionated.
You guys can do that on one that I'm not on. Sounds good. Thanks. Bring Victor on, and he'll be like, why do you feel this way? Devo, is Rob a bad guy?
Actually, that is how Victor would be.
He'd be like, Devo, why are you not pushing back on Rob? Why are you just accepting it? Yeah. Well, you know all my arguments now, so
yeah,
well, most
I
of them.
I know most of them, and I don't know. It's futile.
Honestly, so I was kind of like in my head on Easter. I was mowing the lawn, right, or I was edging the yard, and I feel bad edging the yard because we live. I mean. There are cars driving by regularly. And I'm like, oh, shit, what if I throw a rock on one of these cars? So if I see a car that I like, I stop. If I see a car I don't like, I keep going. And I was like
so
thinking, I'm like,
going,
I, wonder
going,
if,
but...
I wonder if a bunch of people are judging me because I'm mowing the, or I'm edging my lawn. And they're probably going to church.
Well,
and I was wondering if people are judging me. And then I'm like, you know what? I know more about their own religion than they know about it. So,
well, and that's something that I had thought about too, where it's like, okay, like I had seen, you know, quite a few people out and about, and I was like, well, shouldn't you be with family on this day or, you know, going to church or something like that? And then I was like, well, not everyone celebrates it.
Did you go to church on Easter?
Yes.
You did? Okay. Catholic?
No.
Wasn't sure.
So, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, we all have different opinions and we just have to accept it. Or we have different beliefs and everything and we have to accept it.
Oh. I think just in general as a society, we need to be more accepting of others, regardless if they agree with us or not.
Yeah.
I think that's one of our biggest downfalls right now, is we can't have conversations because people aren't willing to hear what you have to say.
So...
No.
What I was going to say is, because we have different opinions, DC versus Marvel.
Marvel.
All the way?
All the way. They'll smack the shit out of them.
Probably.
The only person out of DC that has anything that's different is Superman. And he's basically a freak alien that's never going to die. Unless you have kryptonite.
Right.
But the only thing is that Tony Stark is smart enough to make sure that kryptonite is near his
hand. Batman has a lot of money, though.
Which Superman, I didn't understand, is because wasn't he born on Krypton?
I think so.
So, it, like...
But then shipped off before Krypton became...
So he just became super allergic to his own...
I think what happened is,
think about it. Who's most willing to fuck your life up? Your own family. So, yeah.
Not willing.
You know what's funny too, though, is
that... No, but what usually fucks you up the most? People you're closest to.
Yeah.
My favorite superhero, honestly, is Green Arrow.
Okay.
And that's not Marvel, that's DC.
No, yeah, it's DC. That's with the Flash and... Yep. Yeah. I think...
Great shows, by the way. Great shows.
Arrow and Flash.
And Flash, yeah.
I think, though, DC is more, like, relatable...
Okay.
...than Marvel.
Is that because they're like real characters? Like they can really
I mean, no, they can't really happen. That's why they're superheroes.
Okay.
I mean, I guess technically in certain moments in our lives, maybe someone can pick a car they couldn't before, but does it make you a superhero? Makes you a hero.
It just means that you had a lot of adrenaline at that point. Let's
do it this way though. Batman is obtainable. Someone truthfully could figure out some way of doing the stuff that he's done.
Yeah.
And then Green Arrow shoots arrows. You know,
yeah, you could be like really good. Batgirl. I mean, you basically Rambo.
Mm-hmm.
That guy was great at shooting arrows, too.
Right.
He forged his own machetes, too.
What's your problem, Dio?
No, I'm just trying to think of Justice League and...
Which wasn't good.
No.
Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat.
Did you watch the HBO? I didn't either, but...
No.
I figured you didn't, because I didn't think you had the HBO Max. No.
You said Street Fighter
or Mortal Kombat?
Mortal Kombat.
Ooh.
Sub-Zero. All the way, fool. And same with
Mortal Kombat. You're right. Mortal Kombat movie was better.
They're making a new one.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. That was an amazing movie.
And that was way back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Imagine what they're going to do with the CGI now.
They did do a good job with that. Mm-hmm. But the fight scenes were actually like pretty good. They weren't like... super ridiculous.
No, I think they were legit fight scenes. Like, yeah. I think they really actually did it. Like karate stuff.
I think there was a Street Fighter movie, but it wasn't very good.
Really?
I believe there was.
Okay, so do you take Tekken or do you take...
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat. I fucked the Tekken. The video game was way tighter, in my opinion.
I'm still probably going to take Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. I like Tekken.
Talking about fighting movies, there's that weird
Fight Club
show on. I think it was on Netflix, and they talk about like weird shit that happens, like, and they make it like they're fictional stories. I can't think of what it's called, but they did one where like your popularity or like your success in life was how people viewed you, and it was all done via like social media.
Oh wow!
And there was another one where
Second Life.
It was a VR, and you like. You fought in VR,
okay,
like PlayStation VR or whatever, and
it's called Player One.
I was thinking Player One too.
It's not that, but it was a fighting one.
Okay,
and two characters ended up like
falling in love.
Yeah, and they're both dudes, but one was a girl on the game.
Oh shit!
And then they meet in real life. Uh-huh. It was really twisted.
Okay,
it was kind of like one of those twisted TV shows. Okay. I can't think of it. Next episode, I'll bring it up again. Hopefully, I'll find it.
That makes me think of also another episode or another movie. It was Timeless. No.
Oh yeah, Timeless was a show. Yeah,
but it's with Justin Timberlake. And it was Justin Timberlake's. And like the amount of hours you have is how much you had to pay for things.
Right.
Lost in Time?
Gosh, dang it. I know what you're talking about because...
And like a cup of coffee is five hours.
It wasn't...
It came out too early.
Yeah, I was going to say it came out at the time that I didn't want to see it because it was too close to the Mark of the Beast stuff. So, yeah, I can't. I think it is timeless. It might be timeless.
I think so. I know we have that show that we really like, that history one. Yeah, timeless.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
And that was one we just found randomly, right? On the box?
Yeah.
We were just trying to think of something to fucking watch, and that's what we got.
Because we stopped watching, because we finished Black Sails.
Yeah. Yeah. And that one was good. That one was good.
Timeless is definitely a really good one.
But
I rewatched it recently. I wish that they would make something else like that again.
Same. Because I had Ariana watch it when, or was it last year? Mm-hmm. I think it was last year that I showed it to her, and she was like, oh my gosh, this is a really good show. And
yeah,
then
Tori really liked it too.
They cut it out like almost too quick.
Yeah, well, they made it the season finale too quick, like the ending too quick. They could have carried it. Shoot, think about the history and everything that's been going down, like, not in today's day, but like just in our recent years of the last 100 years. Like,
think they should bring it back.
Yeah, they should. It'd be sick.
Yeah. So the execs over there, bring it back.
Help us out. Because one of you is listening. Yeah. One of them is definitely listening.
Of course they are. Because they all love bourbon. Yeah. No, they're probably scotch drinkers.
No, they're straight up $100,000 bottles of wine and shit like that.
That's just like wasteful. Not going to lie. Like, it's like bourbon. And I'm going to go on this rant. Right. So right now we kind of talked about it a little bit earlier, I believe, where we talking about like those hard to find bottles, the allocated bottles. Maybe we didn't because the recording stopped and we had to re-record a portion. But allocated bottles, like that's the big thing right now.
Yeah.
Right. People are paying like 3 times MSRP for good bottles of bourbon, but nothing special. If you're new to bourbon and you're listening to us trying to find like good bottles, obviously you're cost savvy because we focus on lower cost bottles. But stop looking for allocated bourbon. Now, mind you, I am, but I'm trying to find it close to MSRP. I don't want to pay, you know, $150, $200 for a bottle of Blanton's.
Right.
And I'm not going to. But if I found a bottle for $60, I'd buy it. Because it's hard to find, and the toppers are cool. Ooh. The little horses.
Mm-hmm. I would just want that just for my shelf, like just that.
Yeah, it's a cool bottle. But if you are new, don't worry about getting allocated. Eventually, it's going to be easier to find, you know. And maybe it's 8 years from now, but you're going to be able to find it in 8 years because now they have, you know, they're making their batches 8 years out, 10 years out. And you're going to be able to find it then because they were able to properly predict the growth, right? So now they're going to make more bottles. And if they're a good business, they will make more bottles or more barrels, whatever you want to call it. But the more we want to find these bottles, the higher the price is going to go. So just buy. There's so many good bottles out there that aren't hard to find. We've found probably 5 to 10 that most bourbon drinkers will love.
Yeah, agreed. Even
newbies. We've probably found more than 10, but like pretty much everything we've had, with the exception of like three or four.
I would say 5.
Fair. This is probably one of them for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed this. Mm-hmm. I think like really for me, it's like Quarter Horse, America, and that's really it for
There's
me.
There's another one you were disappointed in.
I was disappointed, but I'd drink it.
You drink anything that he's put in front of you?
No, not Quarter Horse.
Right, that is for sure, actually.
That was bad. I'm afraid to do the buy one, get one, 5 cent bourbons. Or
again?
Anymore from
Benmo? Yeah, I'm afraid. And they jump the price up like a motherfucker when they have that sale.
You know what I'm curious about? Maybe when we do it, when we review everything again, that we put them all close to similarities of where we rated them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm curious, and we have to try it one more time, but the Quarter Horse, the America.
That would be the hard part about Quarter Horse and America is one's a rye, one's a bourbon.
Yeah, but we can see which one we like more.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think America is that bad. I think it was just like there wasn't much flavor.
Yeah.
Well, and I think even Victor was like, no, I'm having that neat or shot.
Oh yeah, Victor kind of switched
to
going
like it in, with ice. He liked it over ice. So
yeah,
he liked America over ice.
No.
It watered it down too much.
But at the time, Victor was having his whiskey over ice.
He doesn't really, from what I know, I don't think he has it on ice anymore. But not with that being said, if you enjoy bourbon on the rocks, we drink it neat. Devo and I drink it neat. Chris, you'd probably honestly prefer most of these if it was on the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
But enjoy it however you enjoy it. That's the most important thing. I used to be a little biased for those that drink it on the rocks, and I was kind of disappointed in them. But really, enjoy it how you enjoy it. Don't, you know, if someone talks shit about it, they can go fly a kite, have them go drink their vodka neat, whatever. But enjoy bourbon. That's what it's about. The relationships you gain with bourbon is more important. Or like discussing things over bourbon. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, just like all that we talked about tonight, where we went from cartoons to rabbit holes.
Yeah, we
went down quite a few. So if you can pick up on any of them, let us know. And let us know what your favorite Pokemon is.
Marvel character.
And
favorite
and,
fictional character in general.
Yeah.
Let us know. Also, if you guys want us to talk about a topic, let us know.
DM us.
Yeah. Message us on TikTok or Instagram. I feel like anymore, I like don't even pay attention to our Instagram as much.
No, it's mostly
it's more TikTok. Like supportive.
Yeah.
Like to support so we can put pictures up there of the
episodes.
Okay,
yeah. It's okay.
No, it's fine.
Oh, okay.
I think it's still important, but yeah. I think TikTok's hotter right now.
No shit. We're over 1,000 followers. Shout out to you guys.
Yeah, 1,100, I think.
I think we're at 12.
Are we at 12? Mm-hmm. It's fun. We'll, and then the other cool thing is like I think TikTok has a little better live. So if you ever want to talk to us person to person, even though it's not really person to person, I feel it's a little awkward sometimes, but hop on TikTok. You may catch us online, especially if you're on the West Coast. I go on late.
Yeah.
Like 9:30. So hop on, say hi. We'd love to hear from you guys. We appreciate you guys. Chris, anything before Devo has his final words?
No.
Devo can't say his final words?
No, I don't got nothing to say.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, well, with that, keep it neat, friends.
Woo!